Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
All right. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am so grateful for my next guest taking time. He is a full-time counselor. He has a very busy schedule, and he is addressing the issue that it should be on everyone's plate right now. We really should be on everyone's plate right now, because of the damage that it's doing not only to our children, but to those that are being deceived and pulled into it as well. And I want to welcome John Euler to the program. John, welcome. Is it so? What I say, Dr. Euler? You have a...
No, not yet. I appreciate that.
You don't have your PhD. You have a master's. Okay,
no,
all right.
I have a
all
master's.
Right. He's too busy working, folks.
You know.
He's too busy working to write that thesis. He's working on that thesis,
right.
But he's too busy working to actually sit down and write. That's like me and writing a book. Everybody says, Pastor, when are you going to write your book? I'm like, you know, if I wasn't doing a three-hour-a-day radio show, I might just sit down and write that book. I don't know. Anyway, so, John, give folks in brief, because time goes by so quickly and I don't want to lose time on our topic, but give folks in brief, so to speak, your background.
I have been doing professional therapy for about 30 years. Undergrad was Biola University, which is the Liberty University over on the West Coast, and went to Talbot School of Theology for about a year, and then transferred to Cal State Fullerton, ended up with a master's in counseling. And since that time, that was in the early 90s, since that time, been doing counseling, primarily focused on survivors. That was a big chunk of the first part of my work inpatient, and kids in the system, and that pertains to what we're talking about. Yeah. In Southern California, then transitioned out to Pennsylvania, headed up my own group home, adolescent female group home, headed up also one of the counties for their Department of Children and Family Services, or Children and Youth out there, as it's called, so I understand that, and then worked with men that are incarcerated. Did that for 11 years and then started SurvivorSupport.net and then have the Friday night program Journey to Healing on TECNTV.com.
Amen. Amen. And you can watch that right here at ChildrenGenerationRadio.com because we have the TECNTV.com player embedded at our website, and all of the great TECNTV.com programming airs on the ChildrenGenerationRadio.com website. John, to that point, so you have been dealing, when you talk about survivors, you're talking about people who have been raped, some form of relatively violent and or forced physical sexual assault. Is that predominantly what we're talking about?
Sexual assault, yes. The violent rape represents a minor part of that. The vast majority of it is going to be child sexual abuse, and a lot of that happens with someone that has regular access to a child.
Okay.
And that's in church. A lot of stuff happens in churches.
Well,
and that's why I have churchprotect.org. That was my first site. So churchprotect.org will give you a lot of information about predators and how they think. They love targeting churches.
Well, sure, because the church has this, you know, kind of an open policy. We're trying to be loving. We're trying to be accepting. We're trying to be helpful. And quite frankly, we're not preaching the transforming word of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, Billy Graham, everybody loved Billy Graham, but Billy Graham had no problem talking to you about your sin. Billy Graham hit you right where you lived. He said, you're a sinner and you need a savior. And the good news is that that savior will save you from all of your sin. He'll change your life. But he would say, you've got to let go of the sin. You can't carry the sin to the other side of the cross. You drop your sin at the foot of the cross and you get crucified, and then he raises you again. And that's the power of the cross.
Correct. Yeah, we've lost discernment. And 2 Peter chapter 2, anybody really wants to get a sense of this, think about that. 2,000 years ago, Peter listed or described what is going to happen, but we're talking even worse than 2 Peter chapter 2. We're talking men that are driven to violate children, violate them and defraud them. And over in Europe, they call it despoiling.
You've talked with me about this, about Romans 1, and you really gave me great pause to think a lot on this, John, and I really seriously have, and I have come to the conclusion that you are correct when it talks about the reprobate mind and what that actually means, that these are individuals who by choice have said, I don't want anything to do with God. I am going to do these horrible things, and I've given my mind over, and I'm not there is no turning back. They won't turn back. I mean, it's hard to grasp the idea that there's someone God can't reach, but these are people who have said, I won't let God reach me. And I know that there are testimonies of people who will say, I hated God, I hated church, all these kinds of things. I would suggest that there was a difference.
Correct.
Because those are individuals who were wounded and they hated out of their hurt and their pain. And that's different than hating or embracing full on rebellion, disobedience, and surrendering yourself and saying, I want the darkness. This is John 3:17 through 20 that I preached on yesterday, that preachers won't preach about that, that the condemnation's already here. It's already here. You're already dead in your sins, period, end of story. Christ comes to change that.
There you go. Yeah, that's probably the best way to view that chapter is they truly are given over, meaning God lets them go. We sometimes really don't have a good picture of the human heart, that left to ourselves, tradition or whatnot aside, we are capable of anything. Intellectually, I would have given assent to that, but it wasn't until working in prison that I really saw, in a way, first and foremost, myself, because I worked with some very heinous people, including guys that hacked up body parts and all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not until you're face-to-face with guys that have done all the heinous stuff that you confront your own humanity first. But then you begin to, if you care enough, if you're in a position to try to do any sort of treatment, as I was, to try to figure out, okay, how did somebody become this way? Were they hardwired? Is it nature, nurture? What is it? And that's when it started to really unfold that really the best way to view this is the slippery slope, and it all comes down to conscience. So all the psychobabble stuff, narcissism, sociopathy, psychopathy, all that is Romans 1. It's really how far will you allow yourself to go downhill? And there's a dynamic process, and that's what we'll be talking about here as far as then the danger to kids with these individuals. As a person goes further downhill, there's a very real active process that happens in their heart and mind and soul, everything about them, and they become twisted. They go inside out. When the Bible talks about our unrighteousnesses, it's talking about that process, and it comes to a point where somebody can reach a point with their conscience where it not only doesn't bother them anymore, but they reach a point where they start to be okay with it, and here it is. And then they actually like it that way, and then they're thrilled with it, and then they think somebody who has a conscience is a putz. And those people end up in politics, they end up in finance, they end up in law, they end up in education, they end up in the ministry, they end up in psychology. We call those white-collar psychopaths. So it's somebody, ultimately, that can look you in the eye, look you in the camera, and say this, I don't know. You know, that darn Hillary, I don't know, Al Gore, he's out there hugging trees and hugging owls, and I did not have sex with that woman, and I need to get back to the business of the American people, and I will not be distracted any longer by these silly things. What does that person do? I did a blog post on him. But what is Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton is the classic white-collar psychopath per James Fallon.
Right.
James Fallon and Robert Hare have done a lot of work on psychopaths. And the one thing that's very interesting with modern science is you can go online, just do an online search for a photo of the brains of psychopaths, and you will see they are now permanently different.
Wow.
Not that we needed it to prove Romans 1.
Right.
But I'm telling your audience, if you think this is just semantics, you're wrong, because God has given them over, and they will never come back, because here's the fear of the Lord. God has removed the desire within them. Because if God doesn't work on us, we're
right.
never going to
if
have
he
a
doesn't
desire.
Draw us. Right.
There
if
you
he
go. And so what he does, he removes his hand, and now the person gets to a point where they never, ever want to be any other way than what they are, and they want more of it, and they think it's stupid to ever be to ever want to be any other
to
way,
ever, yeah,
and that's
right,
why
right,
that's
right. right.
That's why the word Boy Scout is the pejorative term in prison. Steeler, you're such a Boy Scout.
Wow, I never even thought about that. Yeah. I never even thought about that. All right, we are going to head into a break here. When we get back, we're going to unveil for you this transgender, this trans deception. John's going to be essentially giving you about a 5-minute lecture on the trans deception and what that is and why you must understand it, because, ladies and gentlemen, it is being forced upon your children and your grandchildren, and every school district in America is pushing it. Back after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food-sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, John Euler. And we want to take this segment right now. We've gone into a lot of different things, and we've certainly given you, I think, everything that you need to know to understand John's background in this and how well he understands this issue and this topic and the reprobate mind and what's driving this. And so that's why he has coined the phrase the trans deception, and why it's so important for us to understand what he means by that. So, John, the floor is yours.
I appreciate that, Greg. And lest we forget, part of the reason why we're here is the practical fallout, which is what Governor Wolf just signed as an executive order prohibiting what's called anti-conversion activities in therapy, and I'll define that, which is, it's a euphemistic term. It's really a very tactic-driven term to ensure that in therapy, if somebody, especially a young person, if they've gotten sucked into an alternative lifestyle, they remain there. And that's my concern, and that's the convergence, really, of the issues that concern me, which is predators will do anything that they can to access kids. And part of the thing to understand about a predator is it's the thrill of the hunt. By the time somebody has a reprobate mind, biblically, which is a metallurgy term, meaning it is no longer good for its intended purpose, it no longer loves people and uses things, now it is inverted. And they are driven, like Proverbs 6 talks about, they're driven, they can't settle down until they have done something to make somebody to place someone in a painful position. They're stirring things up. Okay. So they're driven. So by the time somebody is what's technically now called a psychopath, a white collar psychopath, even a sociopath, and that's sales versus really driven to cause pain. So a psychopath, the easiest way to view it is this. They have overridden their conscience, so they have no conscience. Therefore, they are not sorry, which means they have no remorse, and they don't care about the impact, so they have no empathy. So it's conscience, remorse, and empathy. It's all gone. Once that happens, it's not a void. Something fills them. It could also be very dark, but somebody doesn't have to be possessed to be a psychopath. Some self-respecting demons probably won't touch certain psychopaths.
Conscience, remorse, and what's the third one?
And empathy. So there's a big debate. Is it nature? Is it nurture? How does a psychopath, and is it hardwired? And I can tell you it's none of that. Okay, the only thing people can produce are actual real-time photos. If you scan the brains of psychopaths, you'll see it's a real state. Okay, and there's no going back. But the question is, were they born with that brain or did it develop over time? No one can prove, no one can tell you that. It's all theory because nobody's been able to plot a child and scan their brain at various incremental times throughout history. So okay, it's all conjecture. So I tell you it's the violation of conscience. Now, you overlay that with financial interests. Now you've got a financial psychopath. They're on Wall Street, Bernie Madoff. You overlay that with sexuality. Now you have a sexual psychopath. Now you have a Bill Clinton. Oftentimes they're going to merge money, sex, and power. So a sexual predator.
Or that other guy, the guy that used to drag the kids into the back of his van, that they ended up putting to death. He claimed that he came.
Yeah, I'm the name's escaping me.
You can
have real. So those are the impulsive ones. The ones that I'm concerned about are the ones that are going to have many, many victims because they've been able to fool people. What people need to understand is, generally speaking, the more psychopathic somebody becomes, they're going to stand out more. Those are the easy ones. Those are the ones that once the guy's busted, the news crew goes out, they interview neighbors on either side of the house, and the neighbors say, yeah, we always told the kids to stay away from that kind of guy. He was creepy. It's the ones where when the news crew goes out and interviews the neighbors or the church members or the business associates, and what you hear is this, I can't believe it. We never would have guessed. We trusted him so much. Okay, that's the white-collar psychopath. He's worse than 2 Peter chapter 2. So what's happened is this. The trans movement, I frame it this way. The trans movement did not exist prior to the year 2005. It has been contrived and concocted. It's a scheme. It's a scheme for what purpose? To get hands-on access, direct equal access to vulnerable women and children, and with cult-like self-sophistication and using the same methods of manipulation as you found in the Nixon sex cult and in Scientology. And if a kid gets sucked in and a parent's concerned, so there's a mind, manipulation. We used to call it brainwashing. So yeah, if your child gets sucked into this, who are you going to take them to try to help unravel things? And in that movement, the vast majority of kids have had their sexual boundaries crossed, about 85%.
There's another one, too. You were talking about those. There's a guy whose name was Todd Hudney. I don't know if you know that story.
No.
He was a linebacker for Penn State. And everybody's familiar with the Jerry Sandusky story, but this Todd Hudney was a predator that no one, he was like a kid next door. Everybody thought handsome guy, linebacker, what have you, star of the team. And he was a sexual predator, just like what you're talking about.
Same kind of story.
Look at
Sandusky.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So Sandusky ran foundations.
Absolutely.
These are the guys that I'm worried about.
Amen. We're out of time. John Euler will be back with us. Folks, this story, this situation's not going away. This problem is not going away, and it's especially not going away when you have courses in school, the comprehensive sex education courses, that are based on Alfred Kinsey's experimentations on children. That right there seals the fate of your kids. Please be aware of this. Please consider getting your kids out of public school until they abolish the comprehensive sex education program as it sits today. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. We're going to talk about elections next with Jeffrey Prather, coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And My next guest, I'm just so cool. I want to thank Clay and his group for connecting me with them, and we'll be getting Clay back on the program here real soon. As a matter of fact, I'll be talking to JT about that this afternoon. But I saw him on the broadcast of The Pit, and I said, man, I really want to get this gentleman on my show. My audience needs to be introduced to him and introduced to the things that he knows and can share with us. So I want to welcome Jeffrey Prather to the program. Jeffrey, welcome. It's a true pleasure and an honor, sir, to have you. And by the way, thank you so much for all of your service to our nation.
Well, thanks for having me. It's an honor and privilege to be here. It's Prather, by the way.
Prather, okay. Excellent. Thanks for helping me to correct that. Jeffrey, let's begin by talking a little bit about that service and your background, just so my audience has a kind of an idea as to what you do and who you are.
Well, as a pastor, I guess I should mention that I'm actually a product of rape. I came out of St. Joseph's Orphanage. I was adopted by a great Catholic mom and Baptist dad. So I was really blessed because I, you know, got the best of everything. And, you know, later on I had a near-death experience where God actually spoke to me and I founded the chaplaincy. And I'm old enough now to see that everything I've had to go through, God was preparing me for what he wanted me to do. So that's, you know, the spiritual background, I think, that's real important.
Sure.
To mention there, because the Savior's secret is really the more vulnerable we make ourselves, the more invincible God makes us. But I served in the Army. I was a military intelligence branch officer, and because I was a airborne already as a cadet, I went straight into Special Operations Command at Fort Bragg. I ended up commanding a psychological operations operational detachment, which attached to Special Forces and Rangers. That took me to Central America, a lot of Honduras and Nicaragua, working with the Contras. Right before the invasion of Panama, I saw another team. So Special Forces Green Berets train folks. They were training a long-haired team. I thought it was CIA. It turned out to be DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration.
Huh.
And so stuck to them, and I was Spanish-speaking military intelligence. I had lots of Special Forces, Special Operations training. So they recruited me into the DEA, and I became a DEA special agent, snowcap special operator, primary firearms instructor. And then I was also simultaneously recruited into Special Operations Intelligence. So I was dual-credentialed for decades as a DEA special agent and as a DIA intelligence officer.
Okay.
So that allowed me to see all the corruption that was going on with. So I saw the Contras, Cash, Clintons, and cocaine debacle from both sides from the beginning.
Wow. Wow. Does it surprise, well, maybe not, but let me ask anyway, does it surprise you that there have been no indictments of, I mean, the Clintons were probably, well, they weren't the first political crime family, that probably goes a lot further back, maybe even Kennedys and further back than that, but does it surprise you that no indictments, that nobody has done anything to indict these criminal enterprises?
No, because I ended up becoming a whistleblower with the DEA. And so 9/11, I volunteered. They didn't take me, so I didn't volunteer for the second Gulf War, so they took me. That's how the military works. If you're training for jungle, they'll send you to the urban areas. And,
absolutely. Yep. Tell them where you want to go so you don't end up there. I know. I was the Air Force Intel in the Cold War, so I get it. Yep. Go ahead.
I was a senior special agent by then, and I was working on the extradition of Miguel Cotto Quintero, brother of Rafael, who tortured and murdered our agent, Kiki Camarena, former Marine. It's a very famous story, books, movies, all of that. And so it was a special case, and I was working with top folks in the DOJ and the DEA, and they really ended up destroying my extradition effort. And this would have been the first Mexican cartel leader to be extradited, so that would have changed everything because they live like kings in their prisons down there. So got called to active duty, and my informant was kind of left hanging, and so he decided to sue Michelle Leonhardt for the $5 million State Department reward, which he couldn't have, and then he tried to sue. He was going to sue Michelle Leonhardt, the head of the DEA. So I got a call. I had staff in the Pentagon, and right across from the Pentagon is DEA headquarters. So I went over there, and I went up to the confidential informant headquarters guy, and I opened the file and said, no, he can't sue for that. Here's what we paid him. That's separate. But I made the remark that, but Michelle Leonhardt and before her Karen Tandy, both of whom had been DOJ attorneys, destroyed my case and stopped me. So what that means is I was going to have the informant coming back every month to me for 10 grand, and they had me pay out huge amounts so that there was no incentive to come back. And I didn't really think much of it, but after that they targeted me.
So you were going to pay the informant 10 grand a month.
Yeah, because I would pay him.
No. I understand. Right. That was the operation. That was the budget. That was the operation. You paid him and he provided you information, and that money gave him the ability to do what he was supposed to be doing and not have to worry about finances, so that he could actually be where he needed to be with who he needed to be in order to feed you the information. No, I understand. I just wanted to clarify who. So that was part of the operation, but yet these attorneys that were engaged in this were corrupt, and you just made an offhanded comment about kind of the corruption of it. You didn't really call it corruption. You just said they kind of blew up my case, and all of a sudden now you're the bad guy.
Yes, and because they had me pay him huge amounts, which then there was no reason for him to stick around to when we finally extradited him. You got to submit an extradition package from the United States government to the government of Mexico. It's real involved.
Right.
But they clearly paid him bigger amounts so he wouldn't do anything. So
he'd go.
I didn't think too much about it. I went back to work, and then all of a sudden, OPR, Officer Professional Responsibility, which is what most people think of as internal affairs, started targeting me. And they targeted me from 2004 to 2009 when they finally fired me without ever charging me. They made up stuff. So they coached witnesses. They changed documents.
Sure.
I found out that Eric Holder and Karen Tandy, or Michelle Leonhardt, were all after me. And I went through, it was a really difficult period.
Sure.
My faith really helped me a great deal there. But later on, I came to find out that in the Niebla Zambada trial, which was a Sinaloan cartel member as well, Niebla Zambada raised his hand under oath. And when DEA agents raised their hand under oath in the federal trial and said, yes, we did have a deal with the Sinaloan cartel to run drugs north in exchange for the Fast and Furious guns going south.
Right. Which was kind of a big deal. And it led to the death of a number of our agents as well with our own weapons.
Yeah, Brian Terry, Border Patrolman, I used to live 45 minutes from where he was murdered. I know the folks that carried him out, Jaime Zapata, ICE agent, and then hundreds of Mexicans. But that was my awakening. I always knew government was, corrupt and bureaucratic, but to really that they were actually running drugs. So the ATF, and not all the ATF, I worked with some great whistleblowers, Don Dotson, Vince Cefalu, some great, brave ATF whistleblowers, because I was also the DEA liaison to ATF. They were fighting against all this. But basically, the ATF was running guns south, the DEA was running guns north. And so when I saw what happened to General Flynn and President Trump, I knew what was going on because it's a template, it's a protocol that they follow.
All right, hold that thought.
And you mentioned proof.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Go ahead, tease us with that last thing, and then we'll come back to that when we get out of the break. Go ahead.
When I met General Flynn at Clay's first event, my wife had comments. I'll tell you about it when we get back.
Got it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Jeffrey Prather is our guest. You can find him at jeffreyprather.com. JeffreyPrather.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Back with more right after this brief break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the feet. On the other.
Gosh.
And this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Jeffrey Prather, jeffreyprather.com. So you were talking about that based on all of this background and what you had seen, what you had experienced, what you had gone through, now you watched the attack on General Flynn, the attack on President Trump, the attack on obviously everybody who was most of everybody of the DC Capitol, the January 6th, the lies that are being, you know, perpetrated regarding that, the treason that's being done by the J6 quote unquote commission. You watched all this and you were mentioning about there being kind of a template, if you will. Talk to us about that, and then how does that relate to the stolen election issue? Because there is a correlation, right, between that whole kind of agenda, if you will.
Yeah, it's kind of a deep dive, but you know, I was invited to Clay's first event, and The night before the event, we were at the speaker's dinner, and I was standing there with Mike Lindell and General Flynn, and my wife went up to General Flynn and said, you know, what you just went through, my husband went through 10 years ago, and for this you have been kept, and That really moved him, and I've been to a couple of them. I can't do them all, but, and I've had, you know, when I had a radio show still, I had Mike on, and so, yeah, it became very clear because of my background in intelligence and in federal law enforcement.
Yeah.
what was going on, because the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services in World War II, started working with the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, which is the predecessor to the DEA, and they were infilling things even then. OSS was pretty good, but after World War II, you get CIA and Special Forces, Green Berets, Special Forces, not Special Operations Forces, but Army Special Forces. Green Berets, their motto is the oppressor of the bear, liberate the oppressed. You know, they're great. But CIA went bad very quickly. And so the intelligence services started infiltrating. You can see that with the drug trade in Vietnam. But for me, it really came alive and came completely alive with the Clintons and the Contras. And now we see that with the Chinese, with fentanyl, which is a bioweapon, which, sure, with the jab is a bioweapon, with the, which the boosters are as a bioweapon. But these agencies have been totally infiltrated. And so they are controlled by foreign intelligence. And a lot of our government is now controlled by foreign intelligence. So that, sure, the intelligence services don't work for the government anymore. The federal law enforcement doesn't work for the government anymore.
They're their own separate. Yeah, they're their own separate thing.
The government works for them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that, you know, speaks a lot to Mike Dougherty's experience. He wrote the book The Devil Inside the Beltway that has to do with the administrative state, but there's a tie-in to that whole process as well, I would think, with regards to this. Am I correct in that thought process, Jeffrey?
Well, yes. I mean, I'm a chaplain. I founded Christ Connection Chaplaincy, which is at ChristChaplaincy.com, and we're a spiritual warfare chaplaincy.
Right.
And we're an experiential chaplaincy. So you don't go to church. We go out to you, just like Yeshua did.
Right.
Going out with kinetics. And so, you know, the HaSatan, Lucifer, operates in a martial fashion. You know, if you get into powers and principalities, Cosmokratos, and all that, then those focus on infiltrating, you know, martial things such as the military and federal law enforcement, mm-hmm, and intelligence. Psychological operations. It's
right.
All about psychology. You know, it all comes back to psychology. And that's what's happened now with everything that's going on.
Yeah, his premise, his choice in words, but I follow you, I agree with you. His choice in words is not so much focused on the demonic or the satanic influence as much as just the idea that we have this administrative state that is basically running rampant with no controls. And that they are, and certainly that they're evil. I mean, evil has infiltrated our government, and it's taken over our government. And the only way we're going to win this back is through Christ. And the only way we're going to win it back is by going to war spiritually. That's where we have to win this battle. We may end up, I think, in a physical battle. It's possible. But if we haven't won the battle in the realm of the spirit by taking our proper position and spiritual warfare, if we haven't won there first, we won't win in the natural.
Very true. And so I talk a lot about generations of war, and like zero generation war is total war, like ants or chimpanzees, everybody fights. And then where you get to about third generation warfare, and that starts to look like World War II. That looks like the Nazis with the Blitzkrieg, where they moved faster. The French had better troops and equipment, but the Nazis moved so fast that they were overcome. Fourth generation warfare is really insurgent warfare, or like Indian warfare, the American Revolution, up until 2020, I say that America had only lost fourth generation warfare conflicts, such as in Vietnam, and now Afghanistan. But fifth generation warfare, has a lot of spiritual warfare in it for particular reasons. And I say that the fourth global world war was the global war on terror. You know, I was activated for that because global means world war, and right. We're now in a fourth global world war. But it is mainly fifth generation warfare, which is information influence operations, PSYOPs, and also biodigital weaponry. And so the first rule of war is to know when you're in one, and it's almost very difficult to even see that we are in one. But if you look at what has happened to our government, where, for example, the CDC has now got secret websites to tranny kids, you know, they've been totally infiltrated through espionage, sabotage, and they are using psychological operations to convince kids to not talk to their parents, to disconnect from their parents, you know, disconnect from God, then take drugs.
Well, that's the breakdown, Jeffrey, of conscience. They're introducing to them, you know, the pornography and the sexual deviance and so on, is to break down their conscience so that they will be more disposable to all of the things that you're talking about now as well, and so that they can control them and they can manipulate them.
Yes, because you have to take drugs to suppress hormones. You're on drugs, so you get to sell more drugs. So it started out with the illegal cartels, you know, the Colombian cartels and the Mexican cartels, and then it went to the legal cartels, Pfizer, Moderna. You see those on all the commercials, and now they're continuing. Now the drug cartels really like to sell people now because America and Europe are awash. They are drenched in drugs. You don't need any of them, really. If you look at the old days, people were very healthy. But this is a whole other way to disconnect families, which is God's micro-civilization.
Absolutely.
Of course, change in marriage, the definition of marriage.
Right.
Because now in Germany there's zoophilia, and that's coming to the United States real soon.
You know,
I'm just
in conversation with you. I talked to about 7-8 years ago. I had a group of Baptist theologians that were on the program with me, and we were addressing the Matthew Vine Bible. Are you familiar with the Matthew Vine Bible?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so Matthew Vine writes this homosexual Bible. Literally, that was the whole focus of it, was to try to justify sodomy scripturally. And one of his premises was, out of Genesis, that when God was looking for a mate for Adam, that he considered animals. And it's in there. I mean, it was in how he wrote Genesis chapter 1. And I confronted these guys on it, and I'm like, you know, why aren't you saying anything about this? I mean, this in and of itself needs to be addressed, the perversion of it. And they were like, well, we're not gonna talk about that. We're not gonna address that. And I believe, Jeffrey, that is one of the church's greatest sins is the fact that they won't address sin. They just plain won't address sin, and then they won't address the answer to sin that in total is Jesus Christ. It is finished. Period. He gave us the opportunity to not walk in sin anymore here and now. But the church doesn't want to buy that because everybody's got to make their excuses.
Yeah, I talk a lot about that. I had Pastor Arthur Pawlowski, the brave Canadian pastor who was arrested 5 times and finally was released. And, you know, I was asking him, because I'm always against big church, and I've worked with a lot of pastors over the years, and I'm very disappointed in most of their efforts, because what I hear all the time is, well, I don't want to get political in church. Well, Yeshua was executed for political speech. And they don't. So
hello,
you're not for real.
It's crazy to me. It's like, okay, do you really think that Jesus was crucified because the Jews and the Romans knew, oh, he's dying for our sins, so we'll put him on the cross? Hello? No, and in fact, the Gospels even tell you that. There's a point in the Gospels where one of the writers of the Gospels talks about a gathering that they had where the Sadducees were saying amongst themselves, you know, we got to shut this guy up. Otherwise, we're going to lose our authority and our power that the Romans have given us. They didn't even recognize that their authority was supposed to be coming from God. Think about that for a minute, folks. The Sadducees and the Pharisees were doing the same thing that the church is doing today, believing that their rights and their privileges and their and all of their okays, and they may say to you, oh, we don't because we don't get involved in politics. Well, then ask them, are they 501c3s? Have they signed their soul over to the government? Because if they have, they became political, and they also said to the government, these are the things we won't talk about. Give us our little certificate, and we won't talk about these things. And the government, who's supposed to be you and I, by the way, here in America, we ensconced the idea of a king, 1 Samuel 8 and 9, that ain't us. That ain't us. Romans 13, that's, we are the sovereigns. That's who we are here in the United States of America. No, you're, Jeffrey, everything's upside down and backwards and sideways, and that's why we're in the mess we're in. I think.
your sons will be my charioteers and your daughters will be my handmaidens. So
yeah,
that's very true. And then, you know, it's funny because Protestant pastors love to talk about Paul, but they forget the fact that he was probably there when Stephen was martyred, and then he went back into Rome, and he went right into politics and dealt with that very directly and purposefully.
Yes.
But anyway,
I mean, he asked to go to Rome before he was killed so that he could specifically speak in front of the government. Go ahead, I'm sorry, but yes.
No, it's okay. So, fifth generation war is very low on kinetics, although the jab is killing hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, depending on whose statistics you look at.
Right.
But it's not so obvious to most folks. The biodigital weapon really starts to look very biblical, where the dragon is wroth with the woman and makes war upon her seed. We get into genetics right there. And the movement of changing the genetics, the mRNA, the DNA, the CRISPR cutting, all of that starts to look very, very biblical. I'm not a end of days kind of guy, but Revelations 1 starts to look a lot like, the first horseman, crown on his head, corona means crown. You know, Clay talks a lot about this. Bow and arrow, syringe, white horse, white coat. Red war for number two, China, famine on the way. So, to me, that looks like the first one for sure, but I'm not overwhelmed with, I'm not crying wolf all the time, but the point is, that the biodigital weaponry that allows people to be manipulated, they become antennas.
Mm-hmm.
And the psyops of everything that women are men can have babies, all this stuff, that's very much going right back to the original sin, which is the Nahash, which is not serpent, it's the sizzling one, saying, surely you won't die, and convincing lies through deception. So we are really now in what I say is a fifth generation global World War IV, which has a lot more spiritual dimensions than ever before. With the Nazis, it was pretty easy to see. Although the Holocaust camps were hidden in groves, now they're hidden from the Azov Nazis in Ukraine are hidden from mainstream media. And so that you've really got to pay attention to all of that. The same thing with the J6 geo warrant, which kind of brings me up to date at why Greg asked me, I think, to speak at the Pit. Because, again, in Special Operations Intelligence, I worked with those tools. That's why the affidavit, that's why the FBI doesn't want to release the affidavit, because that's going to show that there are intelligence aspects of geofencing warrants being used. And this is where the line was crossed with intelligence sources and methods that they don't want to reveal to law enforcement, where they've said, make up your own probable cause, make your parallel PC, right, which is totally lying.
Right.
You know, I used to do affidavits, and I'd say, you know, my 15 years as a DA special agent based upon this and that, here's why we need the warrant. And
right,
that's exactly what is no longer happening in the FBI with any of this.
You would have to write, we're going to have to close, we're out of time, but you would have to write something that actually made sense relative to why you were asking for that warrant. And now they just make things up. And I'm going to talk tomorrow with Scott Uhlinger, hopefully, who's a retired CIA. But we'll be talking about this, you know, Stroik now, and the possibility that Stroik was actually working for the CIA under an FBI banner, bringing the CIA into the United States. And I talked 2 years ago about Brennan and the operation that he ran in order to try to entrap President Trump and Russia, and what he was offering to the Italians and several other countries in strong-arming them and working with them and bringing all of these intelligence assets, knowing that it was all lies. Every bit of it was lies. John Brennan should be brought up on charges of treason, in my opinion.
Yeah, Stroik was foreign counterintelligence of FBI, think Bridge of Spies. But he never, unlike me, who graduated from the FBI Academy in 1990, he never graduated from the Academy. But what happens is the FBI has a civilian FBI school where citizens can kind of be like civilian agents, but the CIA also has programs where they'll recruit other special agents,
yeah,
such as the FBI, and place them. They're running them, and that's what Stroik was doing, Stroik and Page,
well,
and Brennan, and all of that.
And
so that's the intelligentization of the government.
And it seems as though he still is, because there's apparently ties between him and this whole Mar-a-Lago situation that are starting to come to the surface, that Stroik had some role as it relates to, I don't know exactly what, but some role related to the whole Mar-a-Lago situation, which is not surprising, because the other thing that I've heard is the same FBI crew that was running the Russia operation is the same crew that went in looking for the documents that were actually going to indict every single one of them. And those are the documents that apparently President Trump declassified and took with him so that he would have the evidence necessary at some point for the prosecution and to protect himself.
Yeah, that's correct. The documents going into Italy and Europe with Mifsud, Dachenko and Steele is pretty obvious, but Mifsud as a CIA agent. And so what they've done there is the FBI is supposed to operate foreign influence operations, again, going to fifth-generation warfare, but they're not supposed to operate domestically like that. So they had the CIA plant stuff overseas so that they can come back and bring it. So that's where you get CrowdStrike and the Mueller report and the Comey and all of that, which has fallen apart completely. And so they keep digging themselves a deeper and deeper hole in that regard.
It's because they're attempting to practice disinformation, but they're amateurs at it. So they don't do it very well. But this is another piece of information that I think that people need to understand is Pacheco's disinformation and understanding the disinformation campaign. And that's something that I was trained in as a Russian linguist in intelligence during the Cold War, was understanding from Russian defectors how effective and what Russian disinformation looks like. And it's, you know, it's ingenious. It really is. Folks, Jeffrey Prather, please go to his website, jeffreyprather.com, jeffreyprather.com. I think I found a new fun source that I'm going to enjoy having on my program more often. And I'm really appreciative of the time you spent with us today. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, signing off. Remember, at the end of the day, God has a purpose and a plan for you right here, right now, and he's going to hold you accountable for what you do.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.